Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Devanon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Dobson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pat Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Veda Pinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lou Camilli. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mike Paul. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paul. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Lowenstein chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lowenstein. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Grich moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Buford scores. Grich moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Ray Lamb now pitching. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. Robinson moves to third. Baylor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2. And the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dobson moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a pop-up towards third. Nettle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards third. Nettle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Lam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lam is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Devanon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon is 0-for-1 in the game. Devanon takes first base on ball 4. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dobson strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley misplays the ball. That's an error on Stanley. Devanon moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Devanon moves to third. Buford moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Devanon tags and scores. Buford tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Baylor strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Devanon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Devanon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Devanon for the out. One out. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to second. Merv Retton Munn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retton Munn is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Retton Munn hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pinson. Retton Munn reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Gritch goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rhett Munn scores. It's 6-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Kurt Bebakwa now playing second base. Luke Amili now playing shortstop. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Echeverry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Devanon now playing third base. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0-for-1 in the game. Suarez hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-2 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ulander moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Devanon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Camilli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Luke Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baker pinch hits for Ed Farmer. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pinson. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Grich goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Babacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Andy Echeverren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rettenmund moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Andy Echeverren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverren is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Echeverren takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0-for-2 in the game. Suarez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Babacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babacqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Babacqua strikes out. 1 out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suarez moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Devanon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Devanon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hennigan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.